the Goodfella Club or whatever. I'm just making up names. But the only thing that we should be concerned about is being right in God's eyes. That might cost me my popularity, or that might even cost me my job. Get another one. I put a lot of time in this. Pull down your retirement and get another job. God will give you another job. Long as you're working for him, you never have to take second best when you're following the Lord, unless you just want to stay in captivity. We got to understand that what really being under siege means. And that's what the devil is. The devil is riding in on these things, and that's why this is so important. So so-called believers are just too eager to get with the world instead of getting with the word. There's a difference, okay? Desire coupled with man's tradition is volatile, I'm going to tell you right now, and it's detrimental to the church. Anytime we start sniffing up behind the world, we're in trouble. My mother used to say, I don't want you to be sniffing up around them girls either. Well, that's when I was young, okay? And I know what she means, because I'd be lured away from the things that my father and mother were teaching me. Well, the Lord doesn't want us sniffing up behind the world. What y'all doing? How y'all do it over there? And they don't even know the Lord. I'm not interested in how they do it. I'm trying to bring them to see how God wants it done. Okay, and that's what we need to do. This is why we as true believers must speak on these facts. What does it tell us in 1 Thessalonians 5:22? It says, abstain from every form of evil. How could the church not see that that's evil? Why are they going with it if it says to abstain from every form of evil? Okay, all right. How can they go along with it when it says in Ephesians 5:11 to expose it? Somebody needs to say, I'm sorry, but can I bring this up? There's something wrong here. That should have been done 30 years ago in that church. But now the devil has a foothold. So we're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. That's what the Bible says. So this is also what the prophet Isaiah was saying. When the Lord gave him the word in Isaiah 58:1, where he says, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Who will sound the trumpet if we don't do it? If pastors won't stand up and tell the truth, how are the people going to come to truth? How can we say, oh, the church is doing this and that, when we won't even tell them the truth? They're getting it from us. We're the shepherds. We're the one that's put over the church. Churches must be made aware that we're coming under siege, and unless people of God wake up and rise up, we might have another thing coming when it's time to go up, okay? All right? We need to know that there are schemes and ploys that the devil is using against God's house, against your place of worship. He's trying to make the church just another place to come to, just another religious meeting place so you can get your religion fix on. I feel good about myself. I went to church. What'd you do? I was at church. Where were you? But where are you later? Where are you going after church? Where are you going the next 3 weeks for the next 3 Sundays? Will you be back? What are you doing with your time? How are you living your life? Like I said, fulfill your ministry. Do the work of an evangelist. That's what was on the board. That's what Brother Terry said. How are we going to do the work of an evangelist? All right, that's what the word, I'm sorry, Sister Elwanda, that's what she read in our memory verse today, right? That's what we're talking about. We're entering to an age where societal demands are being pushed down the throats of the church. Understand that, okay? And more we're seeing our leaders become curiously silent and obliging, okay? As if they couldn't wait to cave in. As if we couldn't wait to turn over and accept a false gospel, a watered-down, compromising doctrine in order to emulate and appease the world instead of following what the Lord has given us. Okay, I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to have to cut this. And I did have another scripture for you, but I'll wait till next time, God willing. This is what I want you all to do. Understand that we're targets for the devil. The church is under siege and in various areas, Not just the area I talked about. Okay, obviously I can't cover all the ways Satan is coming against God's people in one sermon. I'm so glad that Brother Johnny brought this up because the Lord just jumped all over it. I guess Johnny never calls me with nothing like that. So I know that was God because Johnny talked for 15 minutes about that. That was on his heart. And then the Lord talked to me later on about it. So again, that's how God works. But I can't speak of all of it today, so I've had to deal with these current issues to put that out right now in the public so that people know, so that we can be awakened, because some may be sleeping through their walks in Christ, okay, and we want to be awake. Just realize the magnitude of spiritual warfare, because that's what we're in, you all. This is spiritual warfare. We're in spiritual warfare.
Amen. Judges 5:12 says, "Awake, awake! Put on your strength, O Zion! Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city! Shake yourself from the dust! Arise! Sit down, O Jerusalem! Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion! For thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money." This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We're so thankful you chose to fellowship with us today. You can find today's message as well as previous broadcasts on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. While you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. We invite you to join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of Under Siege with Pastor Joel. Until next time.